If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Well, what do you do with water rings on your dining room table because someone was too lazy to get a coaster? Pretty common problem, I bet.
Oh, very common. I'm sure we all have that. Well, there's a couple of good home remedies that you can use for that. You know, in the last segment, we were talking about lemon oil and maintaining your furniture with lemon oil. If you take a 100% cotton cloth, saturate it, not running on the floor, but saturate it with lemon oil and leave that on top of that water ring overnight, maybe about 24 hours, actually. Take it off, take a look at it. You can do it up to maybe 48 hours if need be, but it will start getting that moisture, working that moisture slowly out of the lacquer, because that's what's causing that cloudy white. It's called blushing, and it's trapped moisture in the lacquer finish. And it's typically with lacquer finishes. You don't get it so much with synthetic finishes like urethanes.
Yeah.
Lacquers are really susceptible to it, and it happens to all of us because all furniture manufacturers use lacquer when they manufacture the furniture. So that's what we all have in our house.
Okay.
That's a good one. You can also use what's called blush eraser. It does come in an aerosol can. I kind of knocked an aerosol can a minute ago. It came to oil, but there is an application for it.
Okay.
And there are some places in town, or you could call our shop, and we could direct you where to get it. It's called blush eraser. It can be sold under other names. But it's a type of retarder that you can spray on and kind of mist it on that area, let that soak in, and you can do it multiple times as needed, and that can be quite effective. Neither one of those will work 100% of the time, but they're quite effective from a home remedy standpoint.
Well, I know when y'all were applying to become Rosie certified, Jennifer visited y'all's facility, and she came home and she says, Rosie, he showed me a chair that was worth $30,000. One chair?
That was a Hong Holly chair. It was I believe it's pronounced Hong Holly. That's actually the name of a wood species.
Was it really worth $30,000?
No. It was worth $85,000.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? One chair?
Oh, serious. Serious. There's only a few thousand pieces left in the world of furniture made from Hong Holly. It's a wood species that's very, very nearly extinct. It only grows in certain areas of China. That wood was only allowed to be harvested and used in furniture manufacture for the imperial family. And it was used during the mid-Ming Dynasty and the mid-Qing Dynasty. And so any piece of furniture that from that era made out of that, it's just incredibly, incredibly valuable. And none of that furniture now, it was a few years ago, China put a restriction on it. None of that furniture can leave the country. So anybody that's got a piece of that, which is rare, it's just worth a tremendous amount of money.
$85,000, one chair.
It was damaged and moved, broken arms. I mean, it was severely damaged.
It was beautiful, very, very detailed. It's too bad you missed the tour. I got to see that. That is so cool.
Man. Oh, that would make me nervous.
I was saying, this isn't something you sit in.
I asked Don that. I said, doesn't that make you nervous? And what did you say? He said, no.
We enjoy that. We love the historical value of some of the pieces that we work on. So it's more exciting than it is nerve-wracking.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this is a little off topic of furniture, but it's something I wondered myself when we were putting this together, and especially we were talking wood preserve. Kent M. Tucson wants to know about wood preserving wood handle tools. Is that something we can help walk them through?
Yeah, we can talk about that. It's wood. Yeah.
Kent.
Yes, good morning. Hey, love your show, and that's exactly what I need. I have a bunch of shovels and scoopers and rakes and hoes, and you know, I like the wood. I like the higher quality tools. And I can't store them inside, so they're kind of out. They're not entirely exposed. But now the handles, you know, they're getting kind of rough. And so I just wondered, can you oil them or do I sand it down first? How do I really take care of them? They're about 5 years old.
Yeah, great question. And have they been out in direct sun? Are these stored in your garage?
No, they're outdoors. And, yeah, some have been in the sun, yeah.
Are they getting a little splintery? Pretty rough. Well, I think what I would say is probably first step is you're going to want to smooth them out a little bit. So you could just, you know, use some sandpaper, probably some 150 grit sandpaper would be a medium grit, and just smooth that out so you can get rid of the loose surface splinters. Get, you know, you probably don't need to take it down a lot, but take it down a little bit, smooth it out. And since they're outside, the best oil probably would be like a linseed oil.
Okay.
And if you want to get it to penetrate a little deeper, mix it in a bucket or a container with some mineral spirits, which is also, you know, called paint thinner, and just mix that maybe about 20% mineral spirits and 80% of the linseed oil, and that'll drive it deeper down into the pores, and that should be a good preservation method for you.
In one of my prior lives, I was a painter, and I worked for a very old school painter. This was back in oil-based paints and everything else, and he would only buy wood ladders. And so I had the job as the apprentice. This is a long time ago when I was very young. I had the job of every new wood ladder he got. It would take me almost half a day. He would want me completely saturating that wood ladder in linseed oil. And it would, that ladder would not go into service until it sat for 2 or 3 days just being rubbed and rubbed and rubbed. But he had ladders that were 20 years old.
Yeah, it's a great preserver.
And he never bought a fiberglass ladder. He was just, that was just in his mind. You know, painters use wood ladders, and they must be saturated in linseed oil before they ever are put into use. So pick them up right brand new from the store, strip them down, linseed them to death over and over.
Matt.
And over.
Matt's online. He wants to talk about how to refinish a bench. We've got a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.